Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what. And just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive. Out the window. Yeah. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Atlanta won that game last night with 19 penalties. To 4. It was 9 maybe at halftime, and I tweeted about it. Like, there's no way this is getting to 12. This is an Al Michaels game, right? It's the pancake breakfast. Like, this is Al Michaels.
They'll get together at halftime and say, ref, let's put the brakes on the flags.
This ref is not getting, you know, we're not getting crazy here. Or, you know, may the heavens fall. Like, you're going to hear about it from Al. You're going to hear about it, you know, from the fans and everything. Too many penalties. This is too slow. We're dragging the game down. But the penalties they kept taking were like you couldn't not call them. False starts, you know? Like, what are you going to do? Yeah, Cheffers, who seems as humorless a human being as may possibly exist in the world. Like, he and Michaels are just, I tweeted they're at war. They don't even know it. But he's just not, 19 penalties, and they still won on the road with a 15-penalty
disadvantage,
yes, in the game. And they're the Falcons.
Right.
Think about that. With us now on the Wester Hotline, Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Mike, glad we could connect this week. How are you?
First of all, I love the rant on the officiating. Fantastic.
Yes, thank
also,
you.
Also, did we get to the bottom of who is the Q-tip flicker outer of the window? Do we know?
I don't know. I would need access to security camera footage, Mike, I'm willing to pour through to stop this criminal. But I don't have. There's no resolution.
Unbelievable.
I think it has stopped though. Maybe we had a role in that. Maybe.
Yeah, I would say that you calling them out publicly on the radio and letting the listenership know that there's some sort of savage working in your building.
we share the facility with a number of other businesses. I would not expect the perpetrator to be someone who works here. And mostly that's just because very few people do.
Right.
So I'm guessing it was from another office. Okay, Mike, well, I'd like to hear your perspective on this game. I mean, on one hand, it's a showdown. On the other, neither the Patriots' division hopes nor the Bills' playoff hopes take much of a hit if, you know, whichever team loses this game. So it's a kind of an interesting one, maybe a little bit, I don't know if I want to go as far as say less important as perhaps we would assume.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely part of that, right? Your point and the idea that, hey, we can still get in and, you know, we can still end up as number one seed. We can still win the conference, whatever the case may be. That said, I feel like maybe the Patriots caught Buffalo by surprise a little bit in week five. And now, even though the Bills are saying, well, it's an important game because it's the next game, I don't know that I necessarily buy that. I think they want to come into Foxborough and remind the Patriots, their fans, the rest of the league, anybody who's watching, that, like, don't start shoveling dirt on us like you're on Kansas City right now. Like, we're still going to make the playoffs, and we're still dangerous because that guy that we have at quarterback is as good as anybody in the league.
Yeah, this feels it really. We talked a lot about this on our show yesterday, Mike. It's more of a feelings game, vibes game, than it is like a standings game, right? New England would like to crown themselves champions, right? I had never before this week really heard the phrasing. I knew what it meant right away when I saw it, but t-shirt and hat game, like, okay, right? They, I'm sure, would like to, you know, beat the king to actually take the AFC East, which they can do with a win on Sunday. From the Bills' standpoint, and like even the fan standpoint, I think we want to be reminded that, you know, yeah, you may win the division, but you're not doing over our carcass. You're going to hear from us, and maybe you'll hear from us in January too. So it's really, those are all feelings points and how we'll feel afterward. The standings, like Mike just laid out, like, it doesn't seem like it's that important either way. The Bills are still going to be well over 90% to make it with a loss, and New England will still be in great shape to win the division with a loss. But the aesthetics are what this one feels like it's all about.
Yeah, it's one of those games that if you're the Bills in particular, because of where you are in the standings as it relates to the Patriots, is like, we had this nice come-from-behind win against Cincinnati. But, you know, like, they were in control of that game until Josh went supernova and you got the couple turnovers. Like, let's go into New England, remind everybody who we're all about, and then the wind's in our sails. And it's like, well, it doesn't – like, now we're proving to you it doesn't really matter whether we are winning the AFC East and the number one seed, or if we're the fifth seed, like, we can go anywhere at any time and beat anybody. And I think that does wonders not just for the fan base, you know, the mindset of the fan base, but for the team. Like, hey – we are who we thought we were, and it just took us a little while to get there.
How much, if at all, Mike, are you and other observers, even fans, I guess, if you want to include them, questioning still just how good this New England team is? Like, is there any doing that? They've got an excellent record. They've won 10 games in a row. They've beaten all the teams that are put in front of them, but the soft schedule point has been there to be made. Like, is this a team that you think is ready to go win in the playoffs already?
I think they're ready to win in the playoffs because of the coach who's pressed every right button this year. Like, honestly, it's kind of absurd. As I wrote last weekend, it's sort of reminiscent of Belichick in his prime where, oh, why did he punt there? Oh, that worked out. What, you know, they went for it here. Why did they run three? You know, like, just everything that he did, every little personnel decision, you're like, why is that guy activated? Then that guy catches a touchdown pass. Like, he just had this stretch there where, bing, he pressed the right button and it happened. Rabel's kind of having one of those years. Then, of course, the quarterback. The quarterback is, you know, second right now in the MVP odds. He's played to that level. He's a real candidate. He's played awesome football really since he was phenomenal in week two against Miami. He was great against Carolina in week four, but it was the second half of week five in Buffalo to me where it's sort of like, oh, okay, this isn't a young quarterback who's going to be up and down. This is a young quarterback who just seemingly gets it. And I think he's got it since, you know, there might be a bad couple series here or there, but like he always has himself out of it. So I think from that perspective, for me, I think they can go and win in the playoffs. I don't know if they're as good as the Rams or maybe even Seattle. Like, maybe the NFC is better, but like in general, like I don't think there's anybody in the AFC that they can't beat. That's their fan base. Forget it. The fan base is all in. Like, I think that Gillette Stadium is going to be a relatively hostile environment on Sunday, and that's not something we've been able to say for a long time. Like, probably dating back into like 2014, 15, like it, because that fan base got spoiled. You know, it was like, oh, well, we're supposed to be in the AFC Championship game at the very least. Now it's like, ah, you lived through a few bad years. You were 4-13 2 years in a row, and now they love this team, and they've embraced it. And so I think there'll be a good energy, and it looks like we make it some snow too. So it could be a fun little setting for it.
All right. Human nature, right? I'm thinking of the Atlanta Braves in the 90s, where they were sort of not selling out in the postseason. Even the Bills in the 90s a little bit. Had, when they only made the wild card, like the famous comeback game was not a sold-out game. And it hadn't been a decade, as long as the Patriots reign, when you're saying that started to sink in a little bit. With Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, I'd like to hear you more talk more about Vrabel, and not just how, as you said, he's pushing the right buttons, as you put it, you know, in terms of game management. But what is it about him, if this is right to say, that sort of led to a team that like wanted to follow him so naturally, I might put it that way?
I think it's just his message from the beginning, you know, like, and some of the stuff you can say is hokey, but like there was some team stuff, bonding, bringing guys in front of the room and, you know, this is who I am, and this is where I came from, and this is why I do this. You know, this is who I play for. My dog's trying to win. This is who I play for. You know, like, and so like those little things that you're like, that's hokey, but like there's a togetherness of this group that I haven't felt in that locker room in. I wouldn't even say even in the end of the Brady era. Like, I think it's going back a ways. So sometimes things just come together. You know, and I think they certainly sought out a certain kind of player, both in the draft and in free agency. And it's another one of those things where you talk about like free agency, like they hit, they've hit, you know, like it's, you don't look at guy, that guy's disappointing. No, he's been good. That Carlton Davis, like people have kind of complained about Carlton Davis, who's played his best two games the last 2 weeks they've played. Like, because Carlton Davis kind of knows we ramp up to this. Oh, come on, dog. We ramp up to this moment in the schedule and in the season, and this is the important time. They do matter more now here in December than they did in September or October.
Don't worry about the dog, Mike. Our audience is used to it. I worked from home for 2 or 3 years in a row, and my dog Fred would be in the attic going bonkers every time a fire engine went by. So, you know.
Well, yeah, we the FedEx guy just rolled up. And right. My dog, by the way, you're Fred, Dougie. Dougie, he does not like anyone approaching the house.
Right. No. Oh. We can all understand.
Well, I apologize for that.
No need. Thank you.
I had to cut streams because of Margo. She'll bark at the wind. Right. And like, we have to stop. We have to pick this up later, Matt. I'm sorry. Just, it's too loud and can't function.
So what kind of shape health-wise? We know Milton Williams is still on IR, and that, you know, we can talk maybe more about that, his loss and the impact it's had, because the numbers on the defense overall and the run defense specifically seem pretty stark pre-injury there. But how about the health overall? We know the offensive line had some injuries going into last week even, and I imagine that's still the case here with at least one guy on IR, right?
Yeah. You know, Campbell, he's on IR, so your left tackle's not there. Vidarian Lowe, who was the left tackle the previous year and obviously not very good, as no one was on that team, stepped in and did a pretty nice job against New York. Josh McDaniels has always been good about sort of, okay, we're weak in one area, we're going to protect that. You know, they ran boot away from the left tackle. They doubled, they chipped. You know, Brian Burns was, if for the Giants, who they played, was a key target of theirs. And I kind of joked, like, by the third quarter, Brian Burns didn't know where the second guy was coming from. He knew he was coming, he just didn't know where he was coming from. So they did a real nice job of mitigating that. The interesting thing to me is Jared Wilson, who's the rookie left guard who started in Buffalo and has had sort of an up and down year, but like they like him. He's a third round pick. He's a talented kid. He had a high ankle sprain in that Cincinnati game. At least that's what it was reported as. He practiced this week. He looks like he's playing. So either that's the most miraculous recovery from a high ankle sprain ever, or it just wasn't a high ankle sprain. You know, they don't mm-hmm. give us too many details on that. Otherwise, really healthy. You know, still Milt Williams on the IR, and Robert Spillane showed up on the injury report with a foot, but I saw him in the locker room. I'd be surprised if he doesn't play. Now, maybe he's impacted by it, but, like, they're about as healthy as you'd kind of want to be at this point in the season. That bye certainly helped them quite a bit.
What about Landry? I saw something about him midweek, and then I didn't see any update on him today. Is he just in the clear?
He practiced today. He's got a knee that happened in New Orleans, so that first month of the season, first 6 weeks of the season, and he hasn't been sort of he's been out there to his credit, but he hasn't been the same impact player. And I think they just were like, we're going to buy you as much time off the bye and give you as much time off your feet and just rehabbing as possible. So he'll be out there, and he hasn't, you know, like he's been playing with it, and he hasn't missed plays. So. It's just something that's maybe robbing him a little bit of the explosiveness.
So, Mike, the Bills still are a slight favorite here on Sunday, and it's been an up-and-down year for them, I guess. I mean, it's 9-4, so it hasn't been that much down, but they've had some bad games. Do you think that the line makes sense if you are well-versed in point spreads? Maybe you are. It's interesting to me, and it might be some motivation for New England that even at 11-2 and with a win – in the series this year, that they are a home dog.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's motivation. Mike Vrabel kind of tried to play it down a little bit, but, you know,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Under Belichick, and Belichick would use that anything. You know, you find a little thing. Oh, they think you guys won 10 in a row, and they think you're an underdog in your own building. There's no question that Mike is sort of throwing that at his players a little bit for an extra little chum in the water. I don't know a ton about how they come to these lines, so I actually heard someone talk about it today. Someone from Vegas was on one of the local radio stations, and he's like, to him, it came down to strength of schedule. He's like, Patriots, we talked about it. Their schedule has not been hard. The Bills' schedule has been much more difficult. So, you know, it's not an insult to the Patriots in terms of like, let's do this to them. It's just a matter of the Bills have played a harder schedule. So we still, from a power ranking standpoint, this is this guy talking in Vegas, we still feel like the Bills are a better football team than the Patriots. So, you know, they have an opportunity to prove that and maybe change the lines going forward. But, I mean, you think about it, you know, they were, what, I think 8.5-point dogs the first meeting?
Okay.
So I know it's home, but, like, the numbers have changed a bit here over the last, you know, 2 months.
What do you think of Denver?
I don't love the offense, you know, like, and I know, like, Knicks has got this clutch thing going on, so they're, I don't want to discount that, but I feel like they haven't been able to consistently run the ball since J.K. Dobbins went down with the injury, and you look at their receivers and, I mean, look, we're talking about three teams here, Patriots, Bills, Broncos, that nobody would say, give me that receiving core over, you know, Cincinnati or somebody else. Yeah. But, like, same thing. It's like Sutton's good, but he's not great. There's a couple other pieces there who can hurt you, but you're not staying up awake at night sort of like, I don't know how we're going to deal with that guy. The team that scares the hell out of me right now, just the way they're playing, is Houston. I mean, that's a team that I would – I don't care who you are. I would not want to see them in round one of the playoffs.
So some of these teams, and I'd include Jacksonville and maybe even also the Chargers in this, have somewhat the same makeup, where it's a year for defense in the AFC playoffs, which is not the Bills' strong suit, as it happens. The Bills have the elite quarterback you're supposed to need, and you know maybe the Patriots have both. We'll see how it plays out. But Houston, Jacksonville, L.A., Denver, I mean, quintessentially, and New England to varying degrees, it's not the same matchup if you play any of those five teams, but strengths and weaknesses-wise, it's close.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that, and it is funny because you get that pushback, like, you're like, it's kind of a weird year in the AFC, one of the weirder ones I can remember, and it's like, oh, no, we say that every year, and there's, you know, three, four new teams and you know over the course of both conferences that are new to the playoffs every year. I'm like, yeah, but you couldn't have told me going into the year that there's a good chance Kansas City and Baltimore were going to play like this and be in the spots that they're in where, you know, currently they're on the outside looking in. And, you know, there's been a lot of obviously no one thought the Patriots were going to be 11-2. Even if Denver was sort of a team that people had circled, did you think they were going to be 11-2? It's been different in that regard because I think the conference is, I don't want to say watered down, but you're right. I think it's just sort of there are five or six teams that if you told me at the end of January, like, oh, the sixth seed ended up in the Super Bowl, I'd be like, okay, that made, you know, they were playing the best at the end. And when you look at them all up and down and compare them side by side, you'd say, yeah, they're all about the same kind of team, you know, different strengths and weaknesses, but in terms of the overall talent level.
Mike, I know we started hopping around the league here, but I want to come back to Drake May here as we wrap up and just ask you, when there are struggles, like what is his kryptonite right now? Like when it doesn't go well, even if it's just like, you know, play to play, series to series, if not game over game, like what are the things, or is there a thing that gives him the most trouble? Obviously pressure gives any quarterback or can give any quarterback trouble, but we saw him elude plenty of pressure in the week five matchup here in Orchard Park. What is the thing that like has to be buttoned up for him to continue to succeed?
So I dug deep into the nerd numbers during the bye week and wrote about it yesterday in terms of, you know, because we know the Bills are good at disguising coverages. May has seen, this is again going into nerd numbers here, 35% of the coverages seen this year have been disguised coverages. And so I wanted to kind of know, like, how is he faring against the different coverages? And it's sort of staggering. He's basically a quarterback. I'll just go with quarterback rating over EPA. Quarterback rating over 100 pretty much against everything, or 90+. The only two things where he had a negative EPA or a lower quarterback rating were red zone and versus cover zero, which is, you know, the all-out blitz.
Right.
And I think, you know, Sean's not afraid to do that. We saw him do it against Cincinnati, and they gave up the touchdown, I think it was to Gesicki there, down by the goal line. But you can't live in that. You know, so can you get him? Can you call that six or seven times and have it be effective four or five times? The Patriots have had a problem scoring in the red zone. I think it's probably one of the biggest things for them, other than the inconsistent run game, where they've been kicking more field goals than touchdowns lately, and that's something that they focused on quite a bit, you know, sort of self-scouting during the bye week and and sort of addressing that early in the week this week. But that's an area where his legs might come into play a little bit more than I think they have. I think they've been kind of trying to space out the carries, if you will, for Drake. You know, like, he's obviously going to scramble. That's going to be part of it. But they don't call a lot of design runs for him. And I'm wondering now if we're into this part of the season where that's something where they try to give their offense, in the red area at least, a little bit of a jolt and let him use his legs more. But by and large, doesn't necessarily have one. I think what we saw, you know, Cincinnati did actually, which is kind of surprising because of their defense, first three series against Cincinnati, they were doing some different things with pressure, and Patriots had set their blocking scheme up front, you know, after strength, find the mic and all those things. And then the safety in particular, Geno Sohn, was like rotating at the last possible minute from one side to the next and came unblocked a few times, and it caused them some trouble early. He threw a pick six in that game. They were in a 10-0 hole before, you know, again, he managed a way to, and they did, to solve it and win the game. But that's sort of been his case the last 10 weeks or so, where even if you get him for a couple series, he eventually finds the answer, or they eventually find the answer, and, you know, it's obviously worked out well for him.
By percentages, Patriots in the red zone, offensively and defensively, near the bottom of the league. 73% of opponents' red zone trips have found the end zone. So that's the last, that's last place in the NFL. The big numbers here, though, I think, are that they have been in the red zone 21 more times than their opponents. 47 trips to 26. So the percentages don't tell the whole story there. Mike Giardi from the Boston Sports Journal, thanks as always for your time, Mike. Enjoy the game.
I love talking to you guys. We'll see. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. That's, again, Mike Giardi out of the Boston Sports Journal. Bills and Patriots Sunday at 1 on WGR. Bulldog and I will be on postgame. Lines are open for your calls next. How do you feel about it? 803-0550. Sal joins at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Time for a break. And this break is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples. We'll be back in a snap. Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.